Professional and superior. Words not usually associated with Radio Chaser. Until now. Radio Chaser is brought to you by Irwin Tools, at the forefront of the industry, creating superior tools for the professional tradesman. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
Sydney. It's the greatest city in the world, except for the M4 and the M5 and the M5 East. It's a city that you can't help but love. I mean, Parramatta Road at Concord is a bit of a nightmare, and Narellan Road is always backed up. And don't get me started on Pennon Hills Road, Windsor Road, James Roos Drive, or Cleveland Street. And the less said about George Street, the better. But whether you're stuck in traffic in Bondi, Bella Vista, or Blakehurst, or simply stuck at home because you can't afford the f***ing tolls, you might as well listen to Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Oh, most certainly is welcome to the show. Charles Firth is here, Andrew Hansen is here, my name is Dom Knight. Another great day in Sydney. Welcome back, Charles.
Yes, oh, I am pumped to be back. What a beautiful day. It's only about 3 degrees. It's just so lovely. And what a beautiful... Have you heard what's happening with the government, the federal government?
Yes, I created a My Health record for my daughter, actually, about an hour ago. She's 3.5 months old, and now everyone in the whole country already knows... health problems.
Everyone's talking about it. The My Health Record opt-out period has begun. It's a three-month period where you've only got 3 months until the government is going to compulsorily create a record on you that contains all your health data that will be accessible to basically anyone who logs into a website.
Charles, what have you got to hide? Are you hiding?
Well, exactly. So, but the point is that the government's sort of saying you shouldn't fear this. You shouldn't opt out of this scheme. It's totally safe to trust the government.
Of course it's
safe. With all your data.
It's the government, Charles.
And the data will be there. If you don't opt out by 15th of October, they'll hold on to the data until 30 years after you die. And you will not be able to delete it.
Well, I'm not going to mind, am I, at that point?
It makes good reading. I logged into Andrew's earlier today, and Andrew, I've got to say, you've had a fascinating medical history.
Oh, no, I hope you didn't find out about my anal fissures. I don't want anybody to know about those.
Yeah, no one wants to know about your dick.
Oh, whoops!
Anyway, the government...
What a giveaway.
The government has launched a campaign to encourage everyone to not opt out, and it's been going since yesterday. Their website actually crashed yesterday with the number of people wanting to opt out. But, you know, it's going to go fine. It's going to go really fine.
Let's have a listen.
My Health Record. At last, your complete history of rashes in one place.
Useful.
All your warts.
Finally.
Even that health test that implies you might have secretly cheated on your partner.
Oh.
While she was pregnant.
Shit.
But don't worry. Last year, during the trial phase of My Health Record, millions of health records were hacked and put up for sale on the dark web.
Oh.
We've learned from that mistake. The interface of My Health has been redesigned by the people who did the MyGov website, which means that if someone gains access, they won't be able to find the information they want anyway.
Brilliant.
You can trust the government with your data. According to the 2016 census, all four people who managed to fill it out think government websites are reliable.
Yeah, I still want to opt out.
Opting out is easy. Go to myhealthrecord.gov.au and press the refresh button until the website eventually loads. My Health Record. The dystopian future never felt so close.
Written and authorised by a man who once had to have an HIV test for a totally innocent reason, but his wife wouldn't understand if she knew about it, so please don't mention it.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Let's talk about what's making news in Sydney here on Radio Chaser.
Newsy, newsy, newsy news. And current affairs.
Badgerys Creek Airport, Charles and Andrew. The news is dripping through. I think it opens in the mid-2020s.
Mm.
But apparently Virgin is flying out of this. So Virgin and Tiger Air are both going to fly out of Badgerys Creek.
Mm.
And the funny thing about this is Qantas hasn't been planning to. So they're going to do Jetstar.
Mm.
But basically they're kind of like, oh, we won't put the full regular airline for the Westies. They're not going to want to fly regular Qantas flights. So Virgin's not is actually getting on board and doing it.
You know what I'm disappointed about? I'm disappointed that Ansett is not flying out of Bedrees Creek.
I know. Is that, why not?
Because I remember when Bedrees Creek was first proposed.
It's quite a while ago.
Ansett promised that they'd have a full service out of
it. Reg Ansett was very excited about it when he was still alive.
Bloody Ansett. They're being snobs like Qantas.
Well, what about TAA? Could TAA fly out of there?
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
What about the Wright brothers? Where are they? Like, why aren't they there? So flying their bloody planes.
But look, good on you, Virgin, for actually saying, you know what, it's a proper airline. We're going to we're going to go in there. It's 24 hours too, so you can get your Virgin flight at probably 2 a.m.
Oh, look, this is a wonderful opportunity for tourists who are desperate to come to Western Sydney and play paintball. I reckon we'll be flooded with Americans saying, you know, where is Penrith Panthers? I've heard all about it.
We've got a lot of facts coming your way about Badgerys Creek Airport later in the show, by the way.
So, news it.
Now, big sport news, guys. As we heard in Triple M News, Usain Bolt is coming to Australia to play for the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League.
What?
A brilliant idea in terms of marketing. With a very famous man. He's not a football player. And I love the quote we played in the news where he said, look, every time he trains, he gets better. Like when they showed him what a goal was, he was much better.
Dommy, you're being unfair. That the same goes for every soccer player. Whenever they train, they get better. He's no different. And in fact, if you're going to hire somebody, you might as well hire somebody who can run fast. He's got half of it down. The other half's kicking. He's better than just hiring some random.
He's got to learn how to fall. That's what you need to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got a long way.
And they should hire a great actor. They should hire really good actors who are very good at... That's what the French team do. Who look good at being, you know, expressing pain.
Right, can he pretend to be injured, Usain Bolt? I haven't...
You know who they should hire? They should hire Danny Glover. that's who you hire when you want someone famous. Yeah.
But that's the thing. If we're hiring people for the A-League, if we're going to make it into a bit of a joke and not actually have football players, who would you get for publicity? I mean, if you're going to get Usain Bolt, why not Will Smith in the front line or whoever else?
He's somebody popular, you know. We've got Corey Worthington. I reckon he'd be wonderful for the popularity.
I want to get Stephanie Rice. She's sporty and everything like that, and she's got good, you know, publicity. Like, she'd actually work really well.
Yeah, she's just popular, isn't she? Yeah. Or Katy Perry, she's pretty popular.
Some Kardashians? Perhaps you could have a whole defensive lineup of the Kardashians.
That'd be very defensive, I imagine, when they were interviewed.
Oh, well, welcome Usain Bolt. He's got 6 weeks to prove he can play football.
Is there nothing that man can't do?
Apparently, yes, Andrew.
And I'll tell you what, if he does turn out to fail, at least he'll run home very fast. Big news coming from Europe today, which is that Trump this morning met with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president.
At last.
They met in private. So they had a 90-minute meeting and they didn't let anyone else meet them, with them, except for their translators. So basically, it was just one-on-one, man-on-man, sort of...
Are you saying they got a room? Because I think that's been on the cards for a while, frankly.
They got a room and...
Put down a mattress protector and the fun starts.
The golden fun in their case.
Everyone was saying it was very unwise for Trump to do this, shouldn't just, you know, face off with the person you clearly colluded with. And, But they had a press conference afterwards, and I think it went swimmingly. Like, first of all, we finally got the final word on whether Putin fixed the election.
During today's meeting, I addressed directly with President Putin the issue of Russian interference in our elections. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia.
Yeah, it's not Russia. There you go.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was so worried it might have been Russia.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I guess when the US Justice Department charged 12 Russian spies last week with exactly this, I thought it might be Russia.
Mm. No. Didn't you hear what Putin said? He said no, it wasn't.
It's like if George Bush had rung up Osama bin Laden and said, did you do the 9/11 attack? No, I didn't do that.
No. But I still think it's fair enough that he's putting, 3-year-old children into court on their own without a lawyer to prove that they're not lying when they come across the border.
Oh, for them, you've got it.
Treat them. But children, children lie. Skeptic. Putin's a grown-up.
The segment just got pretty intense. Anyway,
I don't know about you. I just want to run this clip past you, which is, do you get this feeling that Trump is slightly sucking up to Putin?
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Ooh, hello. This all happened in private, you're saying?
And Vlad, you're so big.
I think this, and Putin was sort of going, look, no, it's all right. He's not sucking up to me. You know, we're actually, you know, he was just very strong in addressing that idea.
Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where we got that idea from.
I'm thinking it was a shirts off meeting, Charles. Yeah. Putin's so strong and powerful, I think it was shirts off.
But, you know, but the reason why they were all, you know, being like this is because the PP tape. Like, that's the question that's on everyone's lips is there a PP tape? And finally, at last, during this press conference, Putin actually got asked on record,
seriously,
whether there was a PP tape, and listen to Putin's response through the translator, because, you know, you're expecting him to say, you know, is it yes or no about the PP tape? Listen to this.
Does the Russian government have any compromising material on President Trump or his family?
Well, distinguished colleague, let me tell you this. When President Trump visited Moscow back then, I didn't even know that he was in Moscow.
A complete sort of denial.
Sort of yes or
really,
no.
It wasn't really yes or no.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he started an answer about a PP tape with the term distinguished colleague. That really goes nicely, doesn't it?
Well, I feel like, you know, in international diplomacy, that's traditionally it was conducted in French. You know what French for yes is, don't you?
Oh, oui.
May we?
Now, I've had some further woes with online groceries, I hate to tell you, and Dom. I really hate to tell you. But, you know, last time I ordered online groceries and they substituted all these weird items for stuff they'd run out of. Like, instead of a bag of chips, the kid gave me a watermelon. You know, very odd. But now there's a new problem now. Mm. They always seem to supply me with food that's just about to expire. Now, have you found this with online groceries? This is a thing that happens. It's so irritating. You know, you've got like minutes left. You know, it's terrible. I assume they just pick the thing off the top of the file, off the top of the pile.
No, I think they just use the opportunity. Oh, here's an online buyer. Let's get rid of all our old stock. That's what they do.
Of course they do.
And you're not there. You know, see, if I'm in the shop, I reach through. I reach as far as I can up to my shoulder through the stuff to get the one at the back. Mm. Anyway, look. This is quite typical for an online grocery delivery. This is how it goes down. Have a listen.
Afternoon, sir. Here are the groceries you ordered online.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Wait a minute. The use-by date on this yogurt is tomorrow. That doesn't give me much time to eat it.
What, you're not having yogurt for dinner tonight?
Who has yogurt for dinner?
People who buy online groceries.
This orange juice expires tomorrow too.
Well, how slowly do you drink? You've got 24 hours.
I'll have to be up all night drinking juice.
That's good, you'll have a chance to eat the yogurt.
And what's with this chicken breast? According to the timestamp, it expires in 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm so sorry. That's a mistake.
Oh, I'm glad you finally admit it.
Yes, I was meant to deliver that to the last house. Here's yours. It expires in 2 minutes.
2 minutes? That's not even enough time to cook the chicken.
No, you'll have to eat it right now, raw, along with the yogurt and the juice.
Oh, well, very well then.
Good God, you're a terrible cook.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Now, guys, I am incredibly angry. I'm sort of bemused and angry and sort of irritated at the same time.
What's happened, Charles?
Which is
spill your guts.
So yesterday in the Telegraph and in the Herald and everywhere, there was this report that Roxy Jacinco and Sam Destiari are doing a new show for 10.
Gosh, fancy them getting publicity in the newspapers.
Yeah.
How did they wrangle that?
Why was that a media angle? For a show called Disgrace. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it would be called Disgrace.
What would Sam be doing on a show like that?
Anyway, point is, this is the show that I'm working on. This is my TV show.
You've been boring and silly with your descriptions of all the meetings with network executives for weeks and weeks.
Exactly. I created it. I co-created it anyway. Yes. And I'm not allowed to talk about it. Like, Channel 10 have said, there was all these emails yesterday saying, everyone say no comment on this. Mm. So please do not tell anyone that I'm telling you this.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah,
my lips are sealed.
This is the thing that just so irritates me, is that Roxy Jacinco, she's the PR woman with the huge Instagram following.
Yeah,
and
with the huge. For their kids with all the products. Yeah, yeah.
She's got a great pair of social media assets. But so she has nothing to do with the project. Like, she literally, what? she's... She must have heard about it on the grapevine. Like, you know, we've been sort of talking to that world, you know, all the PR experts and disaster sort of things. And she just announced to the Telegraph. Well, she obviously leaked to the Telegraph that she was hosting.
Well, that's what I read the article and I was like, I didn't realise Roxy was running the show. This is changing.
But see, this is my theory. My theory is that she leaked it to the Daily Telegraph in order for us to look at, read the article and go, oh, wait a minute, she would actually make quite a good host.
Hang on a second. Andrew, let me just run something past you. You think Charles is leaking this on the radio because he wants to host the show? Because as far as I know, he's not on camera. That's what I've been hearing. What do you think, Hanson?
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible, this talk of leaks and shows. And I mean, you're just jealous, Charles.
You're Roxy Jacenko. You're being Roxy Jacenko.
But if you read her article, like it does read like a CV. And can I say, if you read it through it, like she has 225,000 Instagram followers. She's the most gorgeous human being in the world. Like, it is a disgrace that she was able to sort of do
this. The name of the show. Charles, this is an elaborate PR stunt, isn't it? Look, let's do a test. Can we do a little test right here? Given how extensive Roxy's networks are, she has every single media like on speed dial.
Yeah.
133-53, Roxy, give us a call by the end of the show. Mm. Charles, if she does, will you be prepared to consider having her as the host of the show?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I think? I think Usain Bolt should be hosting the show.
Let's talk Elon Musk, okay? This is an extraordinary story. The guy built the mini sub in a week. He tested it. Mm. He brought it to the Thai cave. Now, admittedly, they said, we don't really want it. Thanks for nothing. Mm. But what an amazing job. Makes me wonder, could he have used Irwin tools to construct the mini submarine? Because they're the tools you use if you want to get the job done right, Charles.
Yes, that's true. That's the whole thing. Maybe that's why they didn't use it, because he turned up with the submarine and it turned out that he hadn't been using Irwin power tools.
Oh, maybe that he wasn't using Irwin tools.
They said, we can't use this.
They said, we're trade professionals who demand superior performance and durability on the job. So it's got to be Irwin tools or nothing. And Elon doesn't have Bunnings Warehouse, probably, over in the US, in California, so he wouldn't know where to get them.
But he's a billionaire. He could fly his jet or like his spacecraft to a Bunnings.
Get in the submarine and come that way so that he could buy his Irwin tools.
No, the sad thing is that for over a century, innovation has been the hallmark of Irwin tools. And Elon Musk's one of the great innovators. He should be using Irwin tools. Should we send him a set?
Yes,
I think we should. Yeah. I think we should post a set of Irwin tools to Elon Musk right now.
And I'll tell you
get
what,
the job done right.
If he doesn't like them, he's a Peter.
Yeah, we'll get on to that. Yeah, Irwin Tools, our new sponsor. Get them from Bunnings Warehouse. We can send him a vice grip locking plier or two. Now, look, on Elon, this is quite extraordinary. So the whole thing with the dive, everyone's been making fun of him because of the submarine that he sent that they didn't want. And he's going, no, they didn't want it. Here's the email trail. Then he actually went as far as to call one of the divers who actually did rescue the boys a pedo on Twitter. This is absolutely true. But have you heard what's just happened?
Oh, what?
In the aftermath of that tweet, Tesla shares dropped by $2 billion. He cost $2 billion off his company for calling a hero diver a pedo. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
It's an expensive tweet, isn't it? You know, can he claim that tweet back on tax?
Probably can. But look, anyway, they're trying to turn it around. They've got a publicity angle. They're working on it. Essentially trying to portray Elon Musk as the hero who comes in and saves the day. Mm. Yeah, even when he's not wanted. Have a listen.
When disaster strikes, one man is there, whether you want him or not.
Hello? Thai Cave Rescue Headquarters. This is billionaire Elon Musk, and I'm bringing you a miniature submarine.
No. It's okay. No. We've got a plan. Thanks.
I'm on my way.
Look, there is no...
Need to thank me? I'm Elon Musk. This is what I do.
Oh.
Only one man delivers cutting-edge technology where it isn't needed.
Okay, French team, we have 45 minutes to win the World Cup.
I'm Elon Musk, and I've brought you a miniature submarine to win you the World Cup.
No way, it's not possible.
You reject my help? What are you, a pedo?
Oh, mon dieu.
Anywhere in the world, whenever he's needed least.
Mayday, we are losing altitude fast. I'm going to try to pull the plane up.
I'm Elon Musk, and I'm here to save the day with a mini submarine.
What? Go away, I'm trying to stop the plane from crashing.
That's the kind of thing a pedo would say.
Elon Musk. Available 24/7 to take the glory in your crisis. Or you're a pedo.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
the news is filtering through for passengers at Badgerys Creek Airport, Western Sydney Airport, as it's going to be known. Lots of information about the airlines flying there. And we've got a whole bunch of other info to share with you.
Fact that's amazing.
Did you know that Badgerys Creek Airport, first proposed in 1852, is the oldest continuously licensed airport in Australia?
Great big fact.
Badgerys Creek Airport was named after a 19th century farmer called James Badgerys Creek Airport.
Facty McFactface.
Badgerys Creek is the perfect place to fly to if you want to visit the adjoining suburbs of Kemps Creek, Ludnam or Austral.
Very facty.
Sydney Transport, which operates Sydney's trains, has actually won the bid to operate the baggage carousel, meaning your bags will never arrive.
Very facty.
The creation of a second airport was driven by customer demand for more places to buy a $26 sandwich.
Absolutely a fact.
Western Sydney Airport will feature the world's first circular runway so that planes can do a donut whenever they land.
Definitely a fact.
The operators have promised that the price for car parking will be competitive with Sydney Airport. Prices start at just $50,000 for 10 minutes.
Extremely factual.
Tiger Airways have already been landing at Badgerys Creek Airport for years by mistake.
So very factual.
It's now called Western Sydney Airport, but once it gets a sponsor, the airport will be known as the Rooty Hill RSL Club VIP Pokey Saloon and Airport.
Great big fact.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Now, Charles and Andrew, big news from the world of Instagram. Apparently the cool thing to do now when you take a selfie is what's called migraine pose, where you basically look as though you're having a migraine. You clutch your head and you sort of wince at the camera. Cat's pyjamas, cat's piss, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like that.
It's giving me a migraine just thinking about what madness have we descended into. What's coming next? Busting for the toilet pose?
You should invent that.
I've got a stomach ache pose. Oh, my
just
goodness.
Just drop a dax in public pose. Yeah, yeah.
Look, this is cat's piss. I'm not going to pretend I have a migraine just to get a few likes. Oh, actually, I will. I'm a bit of a publicity whore. That's fine. Cat's pyjamas.
I'll tell you what, this explains Roxy Jacinco's last six posts on Instagram.
Does she have a migraine?
Yeah.
Does she?
I just assumed she'd been talking to Sam Destiari.
It looks very much like I'm trying to steal Charles First TV show pose. All right, now let's go to the catwalk where an artist by the name of Joel Alvarez at Miami Swim Week has sent models down the catwalk in electrical tape over their nether regions. Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss. It's at a swimwear festival. I think falls off in it.
Right. Can I just clarify? Is it just electrical tape and nothing else?
Just tape over the bits and pieces.
Wouldn't that hurt getting it off?
Yeah. I don't think you'd want to be getting that off. But at least, you know, it'd be safe, wouldn't it? You wouldn't get electrocuted down there. It is swimwear, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, if there's any electric eels in the swimming pool, I think the electric tape down there is a great idea.
You should try it next time you go to the swimming pool.
I do. That's how I swim.
Another podcast done with Radio Chaser. We didn't even have to use our lawyers. Yet. For tools you need to get the job done right the first time, go with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.